ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 Seeing Dvaita Viveka Prakaranam, where we need to understand Ishvara Srishtihi and Jiva Srishtihi. Jiva Srishtihi has only Pratibhasika Satta. Ishvara Srishtihi has Vyavaharika Satta. And Ishwara's Jiva Ishwara's Swarupam, the truth of Jiva and Ishwara is one and the same reality which has Paramarthika Satta. The source of Ishwara Srishti and source of the Jiva Srishti, the Jiva Srishti which has Pratibhasika Satta, Ishvara Srishti which has Vyavaharika Satta, is both three Srishtis of which enjoy different realities. Both have their origin in Param Brahma, which alone has Paramarthika Satta. So we are seeing 12th verse last class. Maheshwari tu mayaya tasya nirmana shaktivat vidyate moha shaktischa tam jivam moha yatyasau. Maheshwari tu mayaya Asya nirmana shaktivat vidyate moha shaktischa. See, this maya is endowed with capacity to create. Nirmana means creation. Maya has nirmana shaktihi, creative power. Maya itself is creative power. Like that, Maya also has what? Deluding power. Moha Shaktischa Vidyate. Tasyaha Nirmana Shaktivat Moha Shaktischa Vidyate. Just as Maya has not only Nirmana Shakti, the power of creating, throwing up, projecting the world, but Maya is also endowed with delusion. Maya also can delude. Moha Shaktischa Vidyate. And mohayeti asau. Therefore, it is this maya alone, maya here is what? Ajnanam alone contributes for delusion. Asau mohayeti. Maya eva mohayeti. Which maya? The power of only inexplicable, non-definable power of reality which cannot be negated as tucham, which cannot be said to taken as real, that which is neither real nor unreal, but that which is as though, that which has no independent existence, but that which is of the very reality, it is this power, that is why it's called Maya, and this Maya has this capacity to create the world. Nirmana Shaktihi it has, it also what now, Moha Shakti Chavidyate Tasyaha, he also has Moha Shakti. It also is capable of deluding. And because of this capacity to delude, what does it do? It deludes the individual jiva. Tam jivam mohayati. Okay. So we saw this already last class. So the Ishvara, the Lord, is endowed with this power called Maya, Maya Shakti. And it is because of this power of Maya alone, the creation of the universe. Creation means manifestation of the universe is possible. So again, Maya itself is of two powers. One is what? Creative power is called Vikshepa Shakti, and the concealing power or veiling power, covering power is called Avarna Shakti. Vikshepa Shakti means power of throwing is called creative power. And then Avarna Shakti is the power of the covering power, veiling, concealing power is called Avarna Shakti. This both are actually Maya only. Maya is of twofold, two powers. The only power of reality is of twofold as Vikshepa Shakti and Avarna Shakti. Therefore, Vikshepa Shakti of Maya alone is operated. Now, when we think Ishvara operates only Maya, Vikshepa Shakti. Therefore, it is possible to have this world manifested. It is possible to create this world. But the Avarna Shakti of Maya is not functional, is not operational in the case of Ishvara. Therefore, there is no such thing called forgetfulness on the part of the Lord. Okay? Which means the original Swarupam, real Swarupam, nature is not forgotten. There is no forgetfulness of one's real nature on the part of Ishvara, because Avarna Shakti is not functional, operational in the case of Ishvara. One second, please. Sorry. Now, whereas, then, so there is no forgetfulness, which means there is always this. Swarupam is always remembered. Therefore, Ishvara, because Ishvara operates only the Maya, the Vikshepa Shakti, it is only operation of Vikshepa Shakti, and Avarna Shakti, the power of veiling, is not functional, not operational. Ishvara is said to be Ishvara, the Lord of power of Maya. Being the power of Maya, Lord is the Lord of, being the Lord of Maya power, Lord is the Lord of the entire universe, which is manifestation of Maya power. It means, how is it, if you understand, we must have understood the poisonous creatures like scorpion or snake, etc. There, poison can destroy people who consume poison. But poison cannot, poison is an immunity, gives immunity for the poisonous creatures. The poison does not, cannot kill that which is endowed with the poison. Isn't it? Similarly, Maya can, you know, Maya can affect only the person, other people, not Ishvara. Other individuals, not Ishvara, the Lord. The possessor of Maya is not affected by Maya. Anyway, so it is said, Maya has Nirmana Shaktivatu. Tasyaha Mayayaha Nirmana Shaktivatu. Just as Maya is endowed with this creative power, so also Maya is endowed with what? Moha Shaktischa Vidyate. Which means, as long as the subtle body is resolved, remains resolved, you know, which means, because of Ishvara's Vikshepa Shakti alone, Maya Shakti alone, operating the Vikshepa Shakti, the whole world comes into existence, all the three bodies originate. In the sense, the sthula sukshma sharirani come into existence. But as soon as subtle body comes into existence, the human mind is uniquely blessed with the capacity to think. Okay, but unfortunately, the mind is also blessed. Mind is blessed with half knowledge, but the mind also, the mind is not blessed with the knowledge. Blessed with partial knowledge, the mind is blessed with also ignorance, which means the mind does not know, my mind does not know its own swarupam. So mind is capable of knowing the external world of objects through the sense organs. But mind does not know its own swarupam. Okay? Mind is capable of knowing what is in the world through sense organs. But the mind is not capable, mind is not able to know its own swarupam, what I am. Okay, the mind doesn't know what its own swarupam is. Therefore, this uniquely mind, even though mind is blessed with amazing, unique capacity to think and know, probe into, explore and discover what is in the world, this mind does not know its own swarupam. It means, because Maya has what is Avarna Shaktihi, the power of veiling alone is power, delusive power, deluding power. Okay, because of that alone, Maya is called Mohayati Iti Mohini Shaktihi. Mohini. She who deludes is called Mohini. Okay. And Bhagavan also talks about, even in like yesterday I was talking about, talking Bhagavad Gita in the class, how ignorance results in moha. And moha contributes for samsara. So to resolve samsara, delusion has to be resolved. To resolve the delusion, the source of what is that which causes the delusion, ignorance has to be resolved, for which jnanam is the only solution. Yesterday I was saying the same thing everywhere it is said. Okay. Now, what does it do? Moham jivam mohayati. Maya jivam mohayati. Aso jivam tam jivam mohayati. So, this avarna shakti of Maya deludes the jiva. Delusion means what? Delusion is lack of discriminative understanding of what I am, what I am not. What the truth is, what the truth is not. What is real, what is as though. That Viveka Shaktihi is covered. And it is because of what? Shastra makes it very clear. Mohaha is because of Ajnanam. Ignorance is the cause of delusion. And what ignorance here? Self-ignorance. Ignorance of the reality. Ignorance of one's own swarupam. Ignorance of what I am is the cause of delusion. And this ajnanam, atma ajnanam, also is beginningless. Why? It is nothing but the shakti, which is power of ignorant reality, also has no beginning. So atma ajnanam, self-ignorance, avidya ajnanam is nothing but maya, which is total power of Ishvara, the Lord. Therefore, it has no beginning. Ishvara has no beginning means what? Reality has no beginning. Ishvara shakti, power of reality also has no beginning. Therefore, what? Ishvara has no beginning. Therefore, ignorance, the maya, the total power of reality, always said to be Ishvara Shaktihi, alone is in the form of ignorance, therefore ignorance has no beginning. So we say what? Anadi avidya. And now what is solution? This anadi avidya has to be resolved. This beginningless ignorance, because of which there is delusion, because of which there is samsara, that ignorance has to be resolved. You have to understand what this ignorance is, which means to understand, in fact, you understand what I am. That is actually understanding what ignorance is also, which means ignorance will resolve. You understand ignorance is nothing but unmanifest power of reality, Ishvara, which is yourself. Okay. Now, next question, next thing. Now we understood the reason why there is delusion, why there is lack of discriminative understanding, why there is samsara, why problems, why rebirth, why do we go through pairs of opposites, why birth, why death, why do we go through in between birth and death all these pairs of opposites, all this, why it is, why there's not only pain, why there's not only pleasure, why do we have to go through both pairs of opposites, pain and pleasure. The reason is delusion. What one reason? Mohaha. Why mohaha? Ajnanat, anadi avidya, because of the beginningless, uncreated ignorance, which is nothing but the maya only. Maya is not avidya, but avidya is maya. Okay, the total power of Ishvara alone is in the form of maya, ajnanam. So it is said, now ajnanam has to be resolved, means jnanam is the only solution. Okay, we'll go to the next verse now. Mohadanishatam prapya. Mohadanishatam prapya. Magno vapushi shochati. Yisha srishtamidam dvaitam. Sarvamuktam samasatah. Mohadanishatam prapya. Magno vapushi shochati. Yisha srishtamidam dvaitam. Sarvamuktam samasatah. Okay. Mohat anishatam prapya. Vapushi magnaha shochati. Yisha srishtam idam dvaitam sarva muktam samasataha. Now, mohat anishatam prapya. Mohat anishatam, because what? Mohat anishatam. Anishata, ishata means having the status of being the Lord. It's called ishata. Ishaha means Lord. Ishata means having the status of being the Lord, Lordship. Talevana irukkum tanmai. The Lordship is what? Ishata. Ishwaratvam or Ishatvam. Ishata means having the status of being the Lord. It's called Ishata. But Anishata is opposite of Ishata. So, Anishatam prapya. Having lost that status of being the Lord, having obtained, having lost the status of being the Lord. Anishatam prapya. Actually, Jiva is Ishvara. Jiva must have what? Ishvaratvam, Ishata. But Jiva has lost its Ishata. Anishatam prapya. Having lost its status of being the Lord, how does it lose it? Jiva loses its status of being the Lord because of delusion. Mohat, due to the delusion, because of delusion, Moha is the hetu, cause, because of which Jiva loses its status of being the Lord. Because Jiva takes itself to be a Jiva. Even though Jiva is essentially Ishvara, but Jiva thinks he is a Jiva because of Atma Jnanam, because of self-ignorance, because of wrong perception, because of wrong identity, because of mistaking the Anatma for the Atma, and superimposing the limitations of Anatma upon the Atma, and Jiva thinks, I am small individual, isolates oneself from the whole, and sees oneself as a limited individual. And poor Jiva, what does it do? That's how Jiva loses its status of being the Lord. It's purely because of wrong perception. One loses the status of being the Lord itself. Just because of wrong perception. Because of error in the perception of the self, it loses the status of being the Lord. Why? Mohat. Because of delusion. Being deluded. Because of ignorance. Being deluded. Jiva loses the status of being the Lord. Then what does it do? Shochati. Jivaha shochati. Shochati. Shochitma grieves. Jiva grieves. Jiva becomes subject to grief. Okay? Jivaha. Shochati grieves. Here, kutra jiva, shochati, where does it grieve? Where does jiva grieve? No, vapushi magnaha. Vapushi. Vapuhu means body. Vapushi in the body. Vapushi means the ray. Vapushi magnaha. Being held in the body. Vapushi magnaha. Which means being engrossed, being immersed. You know, vapushi magnaha means being locked up in the body or being engrossed in the body. Being engrossed in the body means what? Here we can say being identified with the body. So being identified with the body, having identity with the body, identifying oneself with the physical body, vapushi magnaha. Thereby what happens? Also, it remains engrossed, immersed in grief, and Jiva is grieving. So having identity with the body, Jiva grieves. Vapushi magnaha. Udambil aalndu uruvagappaduthik kolvadal. So being identified with the body, having identity with the body and totally taking the body for oneself, that's called magnaha. Totally engrossed in the body as the self, body taking the body to be the self and being engrossed there, Jiva grieves. So mohat anishatam prapya magnaha vapushi magnaha shochati. But what does Ishvara do here? The second line is saying, okay. Okay. Isha srishtam idam dvaitam sarvamuktam samasata. Therefore, this Isha srishtam idam dvaitam, this dvaita prapanchaha, this entire universe, the world of duality, created by Ishvara. Isha srishtam idam dvaitam. Idam dvaitam means what? This world of duality, the universe of duality, created by the Lord, what? Sarvamuktam samasataha. You know, sarvamuktam samasataha means in short, briefly. In fact, in short, sarva muktam, it is free from any grief. So, universe is free from grief. Sarva muktam, universe is free from grief. the entire universe of duality created by Lord, in we can say briefly, is free from sarvamuktam, free from grief. Whereas individual grieves, being identified with the body because of delusion caused by ignorance, is the literal meaning of the verse. Okay. See, ignorance, in ignorance, you cannot avoid errors. And I told you in the very beginning of the introduction to Vedanta teaching, in total ignorance, error is not possible. In total knowledge, there cannot be errors. Like in total pitch darkness, you cannot see anything. Therefore, no error is possible. In bright light also, you will not mistake things because things shine properly. But in dim light, error is possible, mistake is possible. Similarly, in total ignorance, no error is possible. That's why in deep sleep state, there's no erroneous perception of the self in deep sleep state. Okay? In total ignorance, there's no wrong error in your perception of yourself. There's no perception at all. How can there be error in perception? Error is possible only if there's perception, isn't it? Perception itself is not there in sleep. There's no error possible because there's total ignorance. So in total knowledge also, error is not possible. But only in partial knowledge, partial ignorance, error is possible. Therefore, ignorance itself is not the problem, but ignorance, the partial ignorance, results in what? Erroneous perception. And which causes the problem. Therefore, ignorance, we say, this partial ignorance is the cause of error in the perception, which alone results in mistakes. So, naturally, if I do not know what I am, helplessly, I mistake the body, mind, sense complex, you know, for the Atma. Because body, mind, sense complex also has sentiency, consciousness, because of its association. But I do not understand, I do not see the fact of myself being essentially pure consciousness. And it is this consciousness, which is my Swarupam, because of which alone body becomes sentient and conscious. But I do not understand this. But this conscious body, which enjoys consciousness and sentiency because of my real nature consciousness, but I mistake this for the self. Yes, what is what? Vapushi magnaha. Vapushi magnaha asmi. Therefore, but this actually, the body which has birth, death, end, changes, is subjected to time, it's a given form, whereas actually I, the self, am consciousness, which is of the nature of formlessness, it's all pervasive. And unfortunately, I do not see that I am consciousness. So we do not see essentially consciousness. Therefore, what happens? This I is identified with the body onwards until the thoughts also. We start with the identity with what? First of all, I say I'm a man, I'm a woman. My identity is with the sex, identity is with the varna, identity is with the guna. No, I'm a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, etc. Identity is with the female or male. Identity is with the community, identity is with the society, identity is with the culture. My God, what all? Identity is called magnaha. I, the consciousness, even though I am of the nature of formlessness, unfortunately, this I is identified with the time-bound, spatially limited, object-wise limited, form, grass form, subtle form, and thereby identity is what? In identity is with everything and anything the body is associated with. Body is associated. the varna, with the jati, with the sex, everything. This identity is called magna, totally engrossed in wrong identity. Therefore, this identity with the body mind complex also create very strong notions about the self. I am the performer, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. You know, I am the knower. I am the knower, pramata. Aham karta, aham karta, aham bhokta, aham pramata. Why? I am the knower, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Therefore, even though essentially I, the self, am of the nature of consciousness, and as consciousness, aham akarta, abhokta, no, apramata, I, the self, am consciousness, not the knower, not the doer. I'm a non-doer, non-enjoyer, non-knower. I, the self, am of the, I'm pure knowledge. I'm not the knower, but I'm pure knowledge. I'm not the enjoyer, but all enjoyments are myself. I'm not the doer, but all actions are myself. This is the fact. Really, absolutely, I, the self, am akarta, non-doer, non-enjoyer, non-knower. But there's a very strong notion that I am a doer, I am an enjoyer, I am the knower, etc. Purely because of identity with the body and everything, all the roles associated with the body also. But what happens? It is called deeply associated, identified with the body, engrossed, immersed in the body. Then shochati, one grieves, anishatam api prapnoti, loses the status of being the Lord. Okay. Vapushi magnaha shochati. You can understand, I told you, Vidyaranya Swami always here, he carefully gets whatever he quotes there, whatever he mentions there, there is reference for everything what he says in each verse. There's reference to some Upanishad mantra or the other. Remember that? Do you remember? Now, you must remember, in every mantra, Vidyaranya Swami refers to some Upanishad mantra or the other. And what is that mantra he refers to in this verse? Actually, you must remember the mantra from Mundaka Upanishad. I don't know whether you remember. Let me remind you. Samane vrikshe purusho nimagnaha ana anishaya shochati muhyamanaha jushtam yada pashyati anyam pashyatyanyamisham jushtam yada pashyatyanyamisham asya mahimanamiti vita shokaha. You know, remember this mantra. There are two birds perched on a tree. You know, and the bird is likened to a jiva. Bird is likened to a jiva. The two, samane vrikshe, there is in that same tree, let me tell you, there's a tree. The two birds, there's a bird perched on the tree. And that bird symbol, actually bird stands for jivaha. Bird symbolizes jiva. And the bird perching on the tree, what does it do? Experiences, enjoys the fruits from the tree. What are the fruits? All the fruits on the tree, all the fruits of the tree are not equally sweet. All these fruits are not equally bitter or sour. Some are sweet, very sweet fruits. Some are bitter. We can add sour also, okay? Some are bitter. Which means some fruits are enjoyable. They stand for pleasures and desirable situations in life. And the bitter fruits symbolize unpleasant, undesirable, unhappy situations of life. Which means the sweet fruits are actually the result of the punya karma. Enjoyment of sweet fruits, desirable situations are result of punya karma, phalam, punya phalam, and enjoyment of bitter fruits, experience of bitter fruits, unpleasant situations are the papa karma phalam. Therefore, you know, it's what now? Falling in is called actually being fallen into samsara. Now, what happens here? If we take this verse, Vapushi Magnaha Shochati. So deeply rooted in wrong identity with the body. And now the body is absolutely has no security of itself. Body is time bound. It is like a really cardboard chair. You can't lean on a cardboard chair. Let's say this body is insecure by itself. No? And then this body is just for its abode of enjoyment. It comes and goes. It's elemental, inert. It has birth, death, in between it goes through a lot of problems, changes. Therefore, and it is important to look after the body, protect the body, but so much of care, the taking all efforts to pamper this body, you know, when it becomes a, when it becomes an important priority thing, or the physical body becomes my priority, then it's a problem. Therefore, here it says, of course, body is sadvikaravan deha, we know very well. Body subject to all these sixfold modifications, etc. We know. But the problem is the jiva, this mistakes his body as the real self. And this mistake itself is what? The cause of the grief. Even though the all the notions, aham karta, aham bhokta, aham pramata, aham jivaha, I'm mortal, except all these are because of what? Actually, all these being endowed with these notions keeps one as always inadequate person. Apurnata, apurnatam comes, keeps one inadequate person, inadequate being. Then what happens? The whole life is lived slogging and worrying, grieving. Finally, the person leaves, dies, how not high with satisfaction, but totally dissatisfied, the person departs. Is it? This is what the life happens, therefore. And this jivaha, choicelessly, helplessly, because there's no reason, because there's ignorance is natural. It's not jiva's fault. Being endowed with ignorance is not a crime. Jiva's crime. It's not jiva's mistake. Natural. Therefore, that is why we look at the situation as a helpless situation. Helplessly, the jiva, you know, gets trapped in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths called samsara, life of transmigration. You know. Therefore, this is Ishvara Srishti Srishta Dvaitam. Sarvam, we say Sarva Muktam Samasataha. So, this is what is the world of duality created by the Lord. I said Sarva Muktam before, please break it. Sarvam Uktam Samasataha. This is what is Ishvara's creation. Yetate Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. This is what is Ishvara's creation of duality, world of duality. And Samasataha Sarvam Uktam. Now nothing needs to be told what is samsara. This has been told briefly. Sarvam, everything. Uktam has been said, has been revealed. What has been said? How has it been said? Samasataha, briefly. This has been said briefly. Sarvam samasataha uktam. Uktam. samasataha sarvam uktam. Everything has been revealed briefly. What is that? This is what is Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. This is what is duality, world of duality created by the Lord. So the Jiva is Ishvara's creation. Jagat is Ishvara's creation. And we say, and there's a world of duality. And in this creation, poor Jiva is helpless because he's naturally endowed with the partial ignorance. Because of this ignorance, there is a delusion. Because of delusion, there is an erroneous perception. Because of erroneous perception, there's wrong identity. And because of wrong identity, all wrong notions. I am aham karta, aham bhokta, etc. And because of which, there is punya papa. And not exhaust the punya, he does the karma, he has punya papa. And because of punya papa, he has to be born again and again and again and again to exhaust punya papa. Okay. Why is the birth? Why there is rebirth? For exhausting punya papams. Why one punya papams? Because one earns punya papams. How does one earn punya papam? Because he does the karma. Why does he do the karma? Because he has doership and enjoyership. He has punya papam, not because he earns punya papam, because he thinks he is a bhokta. Please be careful, okay? Here you answer the now. Why does he have punya papam? Not because he has accumulated punya papam, because he thinks he is a bhokta, he has punya papam. The subtle lesson, hope you're all following. Is it? How can you avoid earning punya papam? You can't avoid doing karma, you can't avoid earning punya papam. It is not that punya papam, Jiva has punya papam not because he is earning punya papam, because he thinks he is the bhokta. I think I am an enjoyer, therefore I have punya papam. And I perform actions because I think I am the doer. So I am the doer, I am the knower, I am the enjoyer. These notions are there, therefore punya papams are there. And as long as punya papams are there, I had to be born again and again and again to exhaust the punya papams. And this, why do I think I am a doer, enjoyer? Why do I have wrong notion I am the enjoyer? Not because I am doing, because I identify myself with the body, mind, sense complex. Why do I mistake them? Because I do not know what I am. Because I mistake. Okay, therefore, how ajnanam causes the samsara? This samsara is what? Ishvara Srishtam. Not samsara. This duality is created by Ishvara, but samsara is created by what? Samsara is jiva. Samsara is there. Already samsara is there. But samsara within samsara, we'll see that. Why do we suffer? In this Ishvara Srishta world, why do we suffer? That we have to understand it later on. Now it is samasataha uktam idam uktam. This has been said briefly. This is what is Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. This is what is Ishvara's creation of duality. Is it clear? Saptana Brahmane Dvaitam. Saptana Brahmane Dvaitam. Jiva Srishtam Prapanchitam. Okay. Saptana Brahmane Dvaitam. Jiva Srishtam Prapanchitam. Annani Sapta Jnanena Karmana Janayat Pita. Saptana Brahmane Dvaitam. Jiva Srishtam Prapanchitam. Annani Sapta Jnanena Karmana Janayat Pita. So the verse number 13 talks about what is Ishvara Srishtihi? What is Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam? What has been said. But now, what is Jiva Srishtam? He says, Saptanna Brahmane Dvaitam Jiva Srishtam Prapanchitam. So, in this 14th verse, Vidyaranya Swami actually refers to a portion from Chandogya Upanishad. You know, that portion from Chandogya Upanishad is called Sapta Anna Brahmanam. Sapta Anna Brahmanam is a section in Chandogya Upanishad. So he mentions that Sapta Anna Brahmane Dvaitas Jeeva Srishtam Prapanchitam. There, the world of duality, Jeeva Srishtam Dvaitam, world of duality created by Jeeva is Prapanchitam. Okay, Prapanchitam means very clearly brought to light. Jeeva Dvaitam, Jeeva Srishtam, Jeeva Srishtam Dvaitam, Prapanchitam. The word Prapanchita is a verb there, okay? Not Prapancha, not the universe. Prapanchayati. Prapanchayati means brings to light, brings to manifestation. That's mean Prapanchayati. So, Jeeva Srishtam Dvaitam, Prapanchitam. Which means that world of duality created by Jeeva is very clearly, elaborately explained, described in Saptanna Brahmanam of Chandogya Upanishad. And there, Annani Sapta Jnanena Karmana Janayat Pita. It is said there that Jeeva creates 7 kinds of food. Annani Sapta. Sapta Annani. 7 kinds of food the Jeeva creates. How? Karmana. Okay? Karmana Ajanayat Pita. Pita here means what? Sapta Jnana, Sapta Anne, Annani, Jnanena, Karmana Ajanayat Pita. So Jnanena means by meditation. Understand each and every word here. Jnanena means by meditation. Karmana means by other activities. Jnanena by mental activity. Karmana by physical and oral activities. Jnanena does not mean by knowledge. Jnanena by meditation, mental activity. Karmana by physical and oral activities. Okay. Ajanayat created. Who create now? Karmana. Or you can say Janayat also. Annani, Sapta Annani, Ajanayat. Sapta Annani, Janayati. Janayati. Sapta Annani, Janayati. Jeeva creates 7 kinds of food. Literal meaning, okay? Where is it said? Jeeva creates 7 kinds of food by what? By mental, oral, physical activities. So, Jnanena means by mental activity, by meditation. Karmana by physical and oral activities. Ajanayat means created. Who? Pita. Pita here means here the Jeeva. Okay. Let us see the meaning now. So this is, now he himself mentions, Saptanna Brahmane. This Dvaitam Jivasrishtam Prapanchitam. So duality created by Jiva is elaborately discussed in Saptanna Brahmanam of Saptanna Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Sorry, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And the print, my book shows wrongly print mistake. Okay. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And there, the Saptanna Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, actually, the first chapter, fifth section, the first mantra, first, second, three mantras, actually, in that it is mentioned. Okay. See, the world of duality, Dvaitam, the world of duality, Jiva Srishtam, created by Jiva, Prapanchitam. Okay, elaborately discussed. And this Jiva Srishtam, Jiva Srishtaha Dvaita Prapanchaha, consists of sevenfold creations. Okay, the Jiva's creation consists of seven types of creations. They're called Annam, Saptannam. Let me tell you what it is. Okay, each creation, each kind of creation is said to be, each of the seven srishtis is said to be Annam. Okay. Therefore, all the sevenfold, seven types of creation together, creation of sevenfold aspects said to be Saptannam. Sapta means seven. You know, you must be wondering why it is called Saptannam. Because each creation, each annam is an object of enjoyment. Each type of creation is an object of experience, an object of enjoyment, an object of consumption. An object is consumed, experienced, enjoyed. Therefore, anything which is taken in, anything which is consumed is said to be annam. And here, all these seven types of creation, which are also consumed by the jiva, enjoyed by the jiva, experienced by the jiva, they're said to be saptannam. Together said to be saptannam, known by the term saptannam. And here, therefore, we can say the world of enjoyment, okay? The universe of enjoyment, bhogya prapanchaha, is what? Consisting of sevenfold aspects, sevenfold food, mean what now? Sevenfold creations, seven types of creations, you know, pita ajanayat, janayati, present tense, ajanayat, past tense, pita ajanayat. That is why all individuals, every individual being here has one's own creation and for one's own experience. Every jiva has one's own portion of creation for one's own experience, not for others. And this world of enjoyment, this world of experience of sevenfold annam, you know, actually involves what? Sambandha, connection. There is a bhokta, there is a bhogyam. Bhokta is enjoyer, experiencer, and bhogyam is object of experience. And therefore, there is bhoktru bhogya sambandha. Bhoktru bhogya sambandha. This bhogya prapancha involves what? Bhoktru bhogya sambandha. There is a connection between experiencer and the experienced world of sevenfold creations. And here, please remember, the most important thing is this jiva himself creates his own world of duality where he has seven types of objects of enjoyment known by the term saptannam. And each and every object, each and every annam of the seven is his own creation, jiva's own creation, which means none of the seven, not any one of the seven, okay, or all the seven, or won't be Ishvara. Jiva's creation means Ishvaraha does not have anything to do with this. Bhagavan, Ishvara is not at all in any way. Ishvara cannot be blamed at all for anything here. It means Ishvara is not responsible for any connection between this experience, the jiva, the enjoyer of this sevenfold annam. Okay, this bhoktru bhogya sambandha, this connection, the relationship between the enjoyer and the world of sevenfold objects of enjoyment is not created by Ishvara. Okay, this connection, the relationship between the enjoyer and the world of sevenfold objects of enjoyment is not created by Ishvara. It means Ishvara is not at all responsible. Okay, that is very important. And then who is responsible? What is it possible? How it is? What enables one? What is it which connects one with this objects of enjoyment? It is said, jiva's own karma. Okay, karmana jnanena cha. When you say all the karmas one would have performed, the rituals would have performed, the physical activities, what one would have spoken before, the kayikam, vachikam, and also manasam karma. So that jnanena means what? Upasana. So whatever karmas one has, what punya papams one would have earned through one's own karma and upjnanam, meditation and other activities. And okay, they become responsible. How does jiva produce that? Jiva creates sevenfold objects of enjoyment, which are known, said, meant by the word saptannam. And jiva creates them how? By his own karma and jnanam, his own meditation, as a result of his own activities, physical, oral, mental activities. That is mentioned by the word jnanena karmana. Is it clear? Clear or not? Nod your heads. Please remember Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, okay? Okay, let me go to the next verse. Martyannamekam devanne. Martyannamekam devanne. Dvepashvannam chaturthakam. ద్వేపశ్వన్నం చతుర్థకం అన్నత్రితయమాత్మార్థం అన్నత్రితయమాత్మార్థం అన్నానాం వినియోజనం అన్నత్రితయమాత్మార్థం అన్నానాం వినియోజనం. మర్త్యాన్నమేకం దేవాన్నే ద్వేపశ్వన్నం చతుర్థకం అన్యత్రితయమాత్మార్థం అన్నానాం వినియోజనం. హి సేస్ మర్త్యాన్నం, మర్త్య అన్నం, బ్రేక్ ఇట్, మర్త్య అన్నం, మర్త్యాన్నం ఏకం, మర్త్యాన్నం ఏకం, దేవ అన్నం దేవాన్నం. సో దేవ అన్నే చ ద్వే, దేవ అన్నే ద్వే. చతుర్థకం పశు అన్నం, పశు అన్నం, పశ్వన్నం. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు మెన్షన్ ఎనీ సన్ దిస్ ఇయర్, ఇట్ ఇస్ యువర్ వర్క్. ఓకే, పశు అన్నం, పశ్వన్నం, పశ్వన్నం చతుర్థకం. అన్యత్ త్రితయం ఆత్మార్థం సంతి, ఆత్మార్థం. అన్యత్ త్రితయం ఆత్మార్థం అన్నానాం వినియోజనం. ఓకే, లెట్ మీ టెల్ యూ హియర్. ప్లీజ్ నోట్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్, ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ విద్యారణ్య స్వామి బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ, ఐ టెల్ యూ, హీ జస్ట్ లవ్స్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషద్. ఓకే, నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ వీ ఆల్సో లవ్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషద్. ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యూ కెన్ గో టు బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషద్ అండ్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్. Lot of information. So, Vidyarana Swami here in this verse literally brings the Brihadaranyaka mantra, you know, paraphrased here. Actually, Brihadaranyaka mantras are in, it's a mantra, actually it's a mantra, but still it's a Brahmana portion, which means it's a prose form. And then I'm presenting the same mantra, obtaining in a prose form here in this verse form. Okay, verse form. So prose mantra is actually paraphrased in verse form. Let me see. Martyam annam, martya annam. Break it two words, martyam annam, martya annam. Then make a compound, martya annam, martyanam, ekam. So, the first type of food, annam, the first type of object of enjoyment is common for all the living creatures in the world of mortals. Martya loke, martya loka means world of mortals, world of living beings is called martya loka. In this martya loke, in this world of mortals, the living beings, martya loke, annam, There is a first type of object of enjoyment common for all the living beings, where in this bhulokaha, bhulokaha is martya lokaha, world of mortals, living beings. There's first type of annam. Then other two, okay. Deva, what is it? We'll see that soon. Deva anne dve, deva, devanam annam, deva annam. Deva lokastha annam, deva annam. So deva anne dve, annam anne annani, anne dve dual there. Two types of, there's a one type of object of enjoyment, annam, is there for all the beings in this world of mortals. The two types of annam, two types of objects of enjoyment for all the devas. Then, pashu annam chaturthakam. Okay, pashu annam, pashu annam. The four, pashu means animal. Pashu literally means a cow. Pashu also means animal. Pashu annam means the fourth, chaturthakam means chaturtha vidham. Chaturthakam means chaturtha vidham. Chaturtham vidham. Please understand. Chaturtha means fourth. Chaturtham vidham, fourth type. Instead of saying chaturtham vidham, you can use only one word. Chaturthakam. Okay? Chaturthakam means fourth type. Chaturtha vidham. So, fourth type of object of enjoyment is for pashunam, is for the animals. So, pashunam annam pashvannam, pashu annam pashvannam patruttakam. The fourth type of object of enjoyment, annam, is what? Pashvannam, for animals. So, for human beings, in for all the living beings, human beings, there's a first one type of food in this world. And for devas, the two types of food. And for animals, there's another type of, the fourth type of food. Then, anyat tritayam. Tritayam means, tritaya means three types. See, trividham. Trividham can be said to be tritayam. Trividham can be said to be tritayam. Three types of food. Anyat means other. Okay. Three types of annam. Three types of annam. For whom? Three types of annam. Atmartham santi. Annam for the jivas. Three types of objects of experience, enjoyment, annam, or for the close experience, for intimate enjoyment. For intimate enjoyment, for close experience, there are three types of annam for the jivas. Okay. The three types of annam are for atmartham. Atmartham means for the intimate enjoyment, for the close experience. So for generally, for the beings, living beings in this world, one type of food. Then two types of food for jiva, devas. Fourth type of food is for animals. And the rest of the three types of food, annam, are for the intimate close experience of jivas. Close experience for jivas. Seven are over now. Three for atmartham means for intimate experience. Close enjoyment, intimate enjoyment. Now, annanam vinyojanam. Annanam vinyojanam means these are the seven types of annam, seven types of objects of enjoyment presented. Vinyojanam, distributed. Vinyojanam means distribution, but we don't take as distribution here. These are the seven types of food, okay, enumerated. So remember now, martyamannam ekam, devane dve, பஸ்வன்னம் சதுர்த்தகம் அன்யத்ரித்தயம் ஆத்மார்த்தம் அன்னானாம் விநியோஜனம். So this 15th verse actually literally it is a paraphrased mantra of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in verse 1. Now you know how what are seven types of annam, seven types of objects of enjoyment to be consumed, enjoyed by the jivas in this world, which they have earned by their own karma. Okay, manasam, vachikam, kayikam, karmas. Okay, let us go to the next verse to understand more. What are those seven types of annam? We need description. It's only seven types of food, seven types of annam, which are seven types of jiva's creation are mentioned here, and which how they earn it by their own karma, punya papams, they earn this. Fine. But what are they, how? You'll understand here the following verses. Vrihyadikam darsha purna masau. Vrihyadikam darsha purna masau kshiram tatha manah vak pranas cheti saptatvam. அன்னானாம் அவகம்யதாம் அன்னானாம் அவகம்யதாம் வ்ரீஹ்யாதிகம் தர்ஷபூர்ணமாசௌ க்ஷீரம் ததா மனஹ வாக்ப்ராணஸ்சேதி சப்தத்வம் அன்னானாம் அவகம்யதாம் வ்ரீஹ்யாதிகம் தர்ஷ பூர்ணமாசௌ க்ஷீரம் ததா மனஹ வாக் ப்ராணஸ்சேதி சப்தத்வம் அன்னானாம் அவகம்யதாம். வ்ரீஹி, பிரேக் இட், வ்ரீஹி ஆதிக்கம், வ்ரீஹி ஆதிக்கம், வ்ரீஹி means paddy, vrihi adhikam etc. So vrihi adhikam means all the grains such as rice, wheat etc. Arisi mudhaliya daniyangal. Vrihi adhikam means all forms of grain such as paddy etc. Then darshapurna masau means the sacrifices performed, the pujas performed on the day of full moon and new moon, the special rituals performed on full moon day and a new moon day are said to be darshapurna masav. Darshapurna masah, darshapurna masav, we say. An amavasya and purnima. On 2 days, there's a special sacrifice, say special ritual to be performed. And those rituals to be performed on a full moon and new moon. Purnima and Amavasya are said to be Darshapurna Masav. Then Kshiram, milk. Then Manaha, mind, walk, speech. Pranaha, of course, Prana. Okay, now these are all Sapta. Tattvam annanam avagamyatam. These are the seven types of food. May all these seven types of food be understood. Avagamyatam purindukollapadattum. May the seven types of food be understood. Saptatvam annanam. Annanam saptatvam means seven types of the food may them be understood. What are they? Vrihi adhikam. Means, vrihi adhikam means what here? The paddy, etc., all grains. Then twofold rituals. Then milk. Then vak. Pranaha. The manaha. Totally seven. Let me explain to you again. What is for what? This is a literal meaning of the verse. This needs to be understood correctly. Okay. A lot of things I need to say for this. Okay. So here, this verse has to be understood along with the previous verse. Because in the previous verse, it was said, in the world of duality created by Jiva, Jiva creates sevenfold annams, sevenfold objects of enjoyment, which are said to be saptannam. And we also understood the one type of food is for world of mortals, people of world of beings of world of mortals, two types of food for devas, the third type of food for animal, and fourth type of food for animal, and the other three types of food are for the intimate enjoyment or close experience. We saw only that much there. Now it is mentioned here. First, it was mentioned in the previous verse, Martya Annam. The first type of food was known as what? Martya Annam. And what is Martya Annam? The example is given here, Vrihi Adhikam. The first type of food known as Martya Annam is what? Martya Annam. Example is given, Vrihi Adhikam. It means all varieties of grains, which form the staple food of living beings, such as Vrihi. Vrihi means paddy, etc. Therefore, what it implies is, the Martya Annam is only Vrihyadikam, not Mamsadikam. Notice that point. Nowhere it is said Martya Annam Mamsadikam, which means Veda Shastram definitely emphasizes only vegetarian food. Okay, there is no Mamsadikam Martya Annam, no. Vrihyadikam Vrihyadikam only Martyanam. That is made very clear here. Okay. So vegetation being food being vegetarian is mentioned here. Then next, Darshapurnamasau is a dual word, which means when we perform, human beings perform fire rituals and they offer oblations where in this world of mortals, the human beings perform rituals, they offer oblations and the oblations are offered to devatas. And specifically, there are two specific rituals prescribed to be performed, on Amavasya day, new moon day, and full moon day. And those oblations are offered to Indra and Varuna. Indra and Varuna. Indra Devata and Varuna Devata, both Devatas are specifically invoked. We invoke the grace of Indra Devata and Varuna Devata performing rituals specifically on new moon and full moon. And those rituals are said to be what? Darshapurna Masav. Okay. Therefore, performing a fire ritual offering oblations to Devatas as expression of our gratitude to Bhagavan, the home of Devatas, for all that they bless us with, for because we enjoy everything we need for our life, food, shelter, clothing, everything is from the nature Devatas. Therefore, we offer oblations into the fire, expression of our gratitude to Bhagavan of Devatas. So, Devata Yagaha, Devata Yagyaha, worship of Devatas. So, to express our gratitude to them, for which we offer oblations. It also mentioned, now, Darsha Purna Masau, as I said, are the two important rituals. And only when people perform these rituals, Devatas receive their oblations, receive the oblations offered by the worshippers alone, become, they alone are received as food by the Devatas. So Devatas' food is nothing but oblations offered by the worshippers. And this food for the Devatas, offered in the form of oblations, Devatas can get only when the rituals are performed, especially ritual performed on new moon day, Amavasya, and also ritual performed on full moon day, Purnima. Therefore, that is the, so Devatas get food only offered on two days. If we're called Dve Anne, Devatanam, Devanam Dve, we said, Devanne Dve. Then, Kshiram, milk, you know, Kshiram. And this milk is for all the living beings. All the living beings means what now? Except human beings, or for all other living beings, milk, pashuannam, milk, kshiram, pashuannam. Milk is for all living beings. This needs to be explained again. Understand this much. Now, we'll go step by step. I'll repeat again next class. I'll put it all together. Why milk? Why this? What about these rituals? Why these rituals are mentioned? What about the oblations? How do they become devas for, etc.? You need to understand. You literally understand these verses today and we'll continue explain next class. Now, Manaha stand for what? The entire Sukshma Shariram. Therefore, our own mind, please be careful. Our own Antahkaranam becomes an object of knowledge, object of experience, object of enjoyment. The mind itself is one of the objects of experience. And this Manaha. And this mind, we can say, the Sukshma Shariram. Manaha stands for Sukshma Shariram. Sukshma Shariram consists of three aspects. You know definitely very well. What are they? Vak. Vak stands for all powers of organs of actions. Pranaha, all five pranas. Then Manaha. So Vak stands for all the powers, Pranaha and Manaha. So Antahkaranam, Karmendriyani, Jnanendriyani, Pranas, all of them constitute the Sukshma Shariram. The word Manaha stands for Sukshma Shariram. Therefore, and these are the seven types of objects of enjoyment, the food, objects of experience. the entire universe, we can say, especially the Manaha here, stands for what? Vak, Pranaha and Manaha. Therefore, the entire universe, the entire cosmos is, the entire universe becomes an object of experience, an object of enjoyment for various different jivas of different parts of the world. Therefore, annanam sattattam avagamyatam. He says, may seven types of food be understood. And I need to explain this verse. I only the literal meaning I have given. It is time now. And the same verse, we need to really understand what do we mean by sevenfold food. Saptannam. And the saptannam, sevenfold food means the world of duality created by jivas consists of sevenfold objects of enjoyment, experience. And they're all purely created by jivas themselves. Ishvara has nothing to do with them. And how do they earn them? They create them by their own karma and upasanam. By their vachikam, manasam, kayakam, karmas. By their own karma, all types of karmas, they earn that. What do we mean by seven types of food, etc.? Again, for further, I'll explain to you in detail. It'll give you lots of understanding. Because we just entered into the Jiva Srishti Vishya. We'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.